hell was that?
Was it like a circus going by, or
a pixelated circus drove by? I guess
the 8-bit circus.
Oh,
actually, a circus.
Wait, shut up.
You know what that means? It's 4 times better than the 2-bit circus. So that was our new intro music.
And
I think
I still don't know what to think about it. To be honest with you, I'm open to the idea because. I quite enjoyed our last intro. So, I mean...
Yeah. Well, at least we kept the our usual... Our intro.
I mean, we can't get rid of that. That's like...
No, that's classic. I mean, as much as we talk about how, like... Or at least I'm always like, we should edit it and, like, add stuff.
Anything but us. Well, at least that's what I said.
I wanted to auto-tune it, but, you know...
You know how much you love that stuff.
It's hard to auto-tune perfection.
Nice.
I'm talking about my part.
Wait. You're the one that had the least amount of...
I have the second least held note.
Yeah. I still think I held that note very well.
Very good. I mean, you still have lung capacity compared to at least me and edible capacity over this game.
Wow. Hey, man.
Well, for those people who... this is your first time listening to this podcast. This is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. And this is a podcast about video games.
Stuff.
Yep. Comic books, movies. Yeah.
Pretty much anything in the pantheon, as Lewis likes using, the pantheon of fanboydom and pop culture. So if you are interested in listening to that, that's where we are. This is, you clicked the button properly. Congratulations. Plus 2 points to you. I mean, I think that's 2 points.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Since we're setting the bar so low today with the song and the 2 points, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold. I composed the song.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding. No, okay. So,
it was great.
So when I was telling these guys, I'm not really telling these guys, but I was literally like listening to a bunch of other podcasts. And
how dare you?
You know, we have just to do kidding, research to show how much better we are than other people. But
he needs to get material, dude.
Yeah, I gotta steal from I gotta steal from the best, you know, guys. But it's like I love our intro, obviously, we've owned it, but it was always someone else's work attached with our work. It was, you know, always gonna be a piece of us along with a piece of somewhere else. Which is why I've always been like, it'd be great if we could able to, you know, own the material ourselves. And, you know, it is public, so anybody else could have ever used our music as well. But now, since I was bored at work and my boss just happened to be out for the past 2 days, I was able to create on a website and, you know, just build a little bit. As you guys can kind of tell from it, the real... what's the word I'm looking for?
The theme of this?
Well, the theme and the inspiration for more of it is, you guys know that we're like, I'm a retro gamer in terms of I hardly ever play any current gen consoles.
Unless it's on a phone.
Unless it's on a mobile phone or us, you know, with you guys. So that being said, I spend a lot of time playing video games on my phone. And apparently, someone
sounds so emotional right now. his voice is catchy.
It's kind of cracking. I love my games, man.
Yeah, I really do. But like, you know, you've heard me talk about my obsession with Clash Royale over the past few years. But at the same time, for me, and I know for you guys too, there are other options to play games on your phone. So, what are you guys really into at the moment?
Two games I'm really into. The first one isn't really that new. It's been out for a couple of months now, but I've really stuck with it. I'm a huge Pokemon fan. When Pokemon Go was out, I actually, on the very first day it came out, I think that was the most walking I've ever did in my life. And then I realized you could just drive to different parks, you know.
Real so, slow.
Really slowly. But I am a huge fan of Pokemon. That is like an obsession of mine. But Pokemon Masters came out. And there it is. Yes! I didn't know that it was on my phone.
My bad. That's how much you're playing.
Yeah, there you go. Oops, my bad. I still haven't gotten my daily
reward?
My daily bonus or anything.
I mean, if you don't pay to play, you have to collect the daily.
Exactly. And so Pokemon Masters is a Pokemon game, but they take away the RPG element of it and makes it really all about the fighting amongst the Pokemon. And it's an interesting dynamic. They changed the gameplay a little bit, and I think it's really fun. It's been really fun. It's been out for about 3 months now, and it's still something that I'm constantly going to every single. Like I try to at least get my daily bonuses. I try to finish my daily tasks or whatever.
Quests kind of. I think quests are a little more.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah, but the daily tasks and everything, and so. I'm really into it. I'm really proud that I have like some of the cool, like, they call it sync pairs. So I just recently got they just came out with the newest one. I forgot the lady's name, with, like, this dog, and I just got it. So I'm pretty happy about it. And so, you know, it is one of those gacha games, which I've always hated. And for those people who might not know what a gacha game is, it's basically those loot boxes where, you know, you have a randomized, chance to get something, and depending on what you get, it could be a stronger character, it could be a weaker character. But even though it is a gacha game, and for some reason it has gotten its hooks on me, and I play it every single day.
Nice.
How much time do you think you spend per day?
Ooh, when it started, embarrassingly, long times, kind of like your Final Fantasy VII obsession. But right now, I've kind of narrowed it down because it's gotten to the point where, unless it's a Tuesday, and that's when they kind of drop like a new quest.
Oh, okay, nice.
And unfortunately, the quest takes me like 30 minutes at most. But on a day-to-day basis, I spend like maybe 10 minutes. Just doing some of the tasks there just so I can get new gems and everything so I can actually get more sync pair.
Have you spent any money on the game yet?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. That's some discipline.
And that is some discipline, I gotta tell you. I've been weak in other games, but for this one, I was so close to it, but then I did the math. I looked at the math. Like, you know, sometimes there's those gacha games where they do like... you know, one roll for this, but if you give me this much, we'll give you like +2 extra rolls and stuff and thing. And I was so tempted until I realized, oh crap, no, I don't need to have X amount of gems in order for me to do it. So I've been disciplined with this game, actually.
Awesome, dude.
Yulu?
Well, for me, I am a filthy casual gamer in every sense of the word. So I've been playing Mario Kart, not as much as you guys have. But this game is about a month old. I think it dropped in sometime mid-September. It's a fun little game. I mean,
did it?
It's
been like a month and September.
I remember. It was funny how that kind of thing works, where one friend like pops into the chat, like, "Dude, did you get Mario Kart yet?" I was like, "Oh, not yet." And then like it kind of goes around. But so it's a lot of fun. It is your basic. It is Mario Kart on your phone. Nintendo's done a like pretty solid job, I feel, with monetizing or at least turning their franchises into these mobile games. Personally, it's a lot of fun. I don't play it as much as I'd like to, but I dug it. I mean, it's free to play.
Why not? You have like an hour to use, dude. You know,
I've been watching a lot of anime, actually. This is kind of embarrassing, but actually, no. I'm proud of how much of a weeb I've been the last
for
month.
You.
Yeah. I've been like...
You're being educated by learning about foreign countries.
Yeah, dude. I know my dubs now. But I've been playing Mario Kart. That's a lot of fun. You know, I have a friend code. I wish I knew how to find it and share it. But I know Dennis has been adding a lot of friends on Mario Kart.
I need one more friend so I can get my 2 stars.
Oh, okay. So let me see if I can figure out how to do that. And I will send you a friend
code. You actually have to start the game first.
Oh, shush. Well, forget that then.
What does the friend code do?
It's going to allow you to compete down the line. So if Lewis and I have it, we're going to be able to actually start a race together.
Oh, okay.
But that's down the line. Right now, they're using it just really for a... There's an option there where, again, for Mario Kart, there's these red rubies or whatever it's called that you get gems so that you can roll for or shoot the pipe.
So you're saying the turtle shell goes down the pipe?
Oh, dude.
You are naughty, Mario.
Dude, have you ever, like, every single day I just hold it just a little bit longer and it's just kind of like jiggling a little bit and then you let go and in my head...
It explodes, yeah.
In my head, the longer you hold it,
the more satisfying
it is, right? Exactly.
The bigger the prize.
Yeah, it's like you have to, you gotta hold that race until the end of the finish line.
Exactly.
And then until you get blue shelled.
But yeah, so right now, I think, I could be wrong, but aside from them trying to get as many people, which from what I heard, they're making gangbusters right now.
I'm sure.
But at the same time, in the near future, we are going to be able to use those friend codes to be able to compete with each other.
Cool. You know, my biggest complaint about that game is the orientation. Like, why is it only why is it portrait and not landscape?
Oh, that's true. That makes a lot more sense. Like, yeah.
The Herald, the Asian American Studies,
did not
use the word.
Orientation.
Yes. Orientation.
We're allowed to use that word. But, because you know, when you play any kind of video game, you're at least racing games, it's way more comfortable when you have a lot more screens so you can see what's going around you.
Agreed. I don't know. The first week when you guys started playing with it, I think I remember talking to you guys about it. I played it, I sucked at it, and I put it down.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, I've been obsessed with the game. That's my new obsession. That's why I don't play as much Pokemon Masters, because now I play Mario Kart. And you know, I kind of agree with you, especially in like levels where you get to do like the drifting up like stair, or like not stairs but ramps and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, especially this week, that they just came out with the new course, they're focused on Halloween, so it's Luigi's Mansion. And if you remember the older, sets or themes there. There's a lot of like tight spaces where you can't, all the castles, you really can't see where you're going.
Yes.
And so this one, because of their orientation, as Errol said, it is getting really hard to see where it is.
Yeah. And I think the problem that I ran into with the most and being orientated vertically instead of, horizontally, is the fact that when I'm trying to drift, I have like the biggest screen on a phone that's supposed to be created. I'd run out of space. And I'd be like, huh? Like, if my phone was sideways,
I'd do much better.
I think that's mostly the complaint I have with a lot of games when they usually put them in like, vertically based. It's like a waste of screen space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who makes a TV that's tall and not wide?
But I have to admit, it's beautiful graphics.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful graphics. The gameplay itself. I remember first week, I was like, this is BS. I don't know what's going on. And yeah, Harold was saying, well, you just drift. I know how to drift in Mario Kart. But
no, you gotta hold the drift, remember?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know what, something clicked. And all of a sudden, I'm doing like, 30, 60-second drifts.
Nice.
Dang. The whole course? It's like, is it just one long turn?
What do you call this? Rainbow Road. Rainbow Road.
Was it really just...
Yeah, the moment you zoom in, it's a turn to the right. You drift, and the whole, like, three turns, I'm just drifting.
Nice.
The whole thing. Now, it turns out you don't get extra points for holding it that long.
But then you do get extra speed boost outside of the drift, right?
Yeah, so, I guess in order to go faster, you need to do multiple of those.
Okay.
It turns out it goes blue, then yellow, and then pink or something like that. Now, we were talking about monetizing. I'm 3 days away from deciding whether or not I want to buy it or sign up for it. Because they have the $4.99 a month option, and it's the gold. It's called the gold package or something like that. And if you played the game every so often, you get a loot box. And in the loot boxes, there's two options. There's always like there's one colored yellow, and then there's the other one that's regular. And if you have the gold pass, you actually get those extra perks.
Okay.
And the only perks really is you get more gems, you get more free like characters or gliders and all these things. But the one cool thing about it, and it's really smart of Nintendo to do this, if you get the gold pass, you automatically get 200 CC.
Oh, nice. So totally new. So you
skip on onto the new tracks? Or, not on new tracks,
it's but the new... It's the same tracks. Remember the old... the old Nintendo, where in order for you to get 150, you have to complete the whole thing. Yeah. No, as long as you have gold in the gold pass, you automatically get to play the whole thing with 200cc.
Okay.
And it's fun. And the one last thing that I don't like about it is because of the way the ranking works. I've finally gotten good enough that I'm getting ranked with other good players.
Okay.
So in the races, in the first courses, I used to like just kill everybody. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like second, third.
Oh, dang.
Like first day of the new course was Luigi's Mansion. I was like, okay, I got this. I was eighth place, dude.
That's a humbling experience. Yeah.
That ego buster when you get the.
You go through a couple mushroom races, like, yeah, first place.
I remember the first time I got second place, I was like, this game is rigged. I was like, there's not supposed to be anybody behind me, like, visible.
Well, it's interesting how they've actually done this. I was reading up on it, and it's basically like, remember the old Mario Kart, so there's an option for you to play your ghost?
Yeah,
it's basically the same idea. And so whatever the tendencies of from what I heard, they'll use the tendencies you have. So if somebody ever plays my character against my character, they're going to be like, what the hell, this guy's just drifting, you know, the whole time. And then they'll get shot maybe, and then the logarithms will go back to the way I play. And so it's pretty interesting. So I agree. At first of all, I was like, damn it, this is rigged. But when I read it, I was like, damn it, that means I just suck.
It all adds up. Yeah.
You need to get a bigger phone, dude.
See, I was literally, like, for what I'm about to talk to you, I literally almost bought a new iPad mini. Just so I can be better. Not an iPad, because, you know, that's excessive.
I know. That's too extra. Come on.
Yeah.
But Harold is not that extra.
Yeah. Because I have an iPad mini, but apparently it's not new enough for me. Or new enough for the version.
For me?
Not for me. For the version of the game that I'm playing. And I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, but I started playing Call of Duty Mobile. And I thought it was probably the best looking mobile game I've ever played, because it's pretty close to Xbox 360 style.
Wow, all right.
Like graphics for Call of Duty, and I actually wasn't bad at that, and I was pretty proud, because like I think the last time I talked about it, I was like, yeah, I've been getting MVP, it's too easy. And then I found out, first of all, I joined a clan with my buddies, and there's only three of us, so we're sad. But when I joined into the clan, one of my buddies is like, we're not playing ranked matches, we've been playing just general open games. And I was like, oh, what's the difference? And he was like, oh, you'll see. And literally, like, the first game, my kill-to-death ratio was bad. And I was like, this is a new beast. And he's like, it's unfortunate because I'm a high level, so you guys are automatically brought up to my game.
You got motor, dude.
Yeah. No, because I guess me and him, we play about the same amount of video games. Like, he has kids, so he ignores his kids and plays games, you know? So...
And Harold doesn't ignore his kids because they're all involved.
Yeah, and there's like a ton of them. You can't ignore a whole countryside, you know what I'm saying?
They don't have internet there.
Yeah. And they don't speak English. So. Well, they got internet, it's just really slow.
For those people who don't know, Louis and I, we're from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Harold has spent way too much time in the Philippines.
For someone that wasn't born there. But so the game is, I mean, it's awesome. The best thing about it is, like any video game, you can actually connect your headset. So you can like mute everybody and just talk specifically to your buddies. So I'm Yeah, it's just like a console game shooter. So I'm like telling my buddies when we're playing, like, hey man, you know, we're trying to memorize all the maps nowadays where like you pick up where all the best spots to like hang out and kill people are. So I'm like telling my buddy, I'm like, dude, I'm right behind you. I'm in front of you. I'm at that one spot where, you know, like it's all literally like playing a first person shooter, but now it's on the phone. So it's difficult because, like I said, I have the biggest screen for a regular phone, pretty much the biggest screen. And I still am having problems like seeing from far. So there's like a mode that's all sniper mode, and I'm getting, well, it's either like feast or famine with me. I'm like, I'm gonna have a 29 kills and no deaths, or like zero kills and 35 deaths, you know, something like that. So, but it's a super interesting thing just because you have the communication of a console game. You have the graphics of a console game, but you're playing it on your phone. So it's like, anytime I want to, I can just like, you know, hang out and start playing this game. I want to say I spent about 2 to 3 hours a night playing this game.
Wow. That's my Mario Kart.
Sometimes. For the week though, right?
Huh?
Oh no, for the whole day?
Sometimes.
Yeah. But then I'm still also addicted to Clash Royale because I paid the whole $5 a month for the season pass, which is, you know, whatever.
See, but that's my worry because I'm going to be paying $4.99.
But see, now I figured I'm weaning off the Clash by playing by playing Call of Duty. But Call of Duty is time consuming, so like,
yeah, how long are each matches?
It depends. Like, you're supposed to play till 40. Each death, I think, is about one kill. Yeah, so something like that. But there's a mode called Search and Destroy that takes half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that mode existed until last night, and I was like, there's this thing that I always do with myself where I'm like, okay, just,
whoa.
Yeah, besides that, that's after the fact.
Oh, okay.
That's an incognito screen. Yeah.
That's the celebration.
Yeah. That's
wait, what's an incognito screen?
That's a free for all. That's not a team game.
I hate you guys. I don't have an iPhone, so.
You know, you don't need it. It's a privacy screen.
I don't know.
Anyway.
No,
so people can't see you. No.
You're good.
I do, on the other hand. But, like, it's a mode, it just takes so long. And I was like, I keep telling myself, okay, this is the last time. This is the last game. I swear, this is the last game. And, like, 2 hours later, I'm like, okay, my contact just fell out. Okay, this is apparently going to be the last game. It's like, the game is super addictive once, like, you know, you get used to the mechanics and you get used to the kind of the fun thing is like I'm at the stage where, you know, you start collecting the good guns and everything and you get the good perks. But it's like, yeah, you could be at a much higher level if you paid the $20 premium pass. And I'm like,
$20, man.
It's because, like, unlike other games, it's got the weight of the Call of Duty
franchise
being and literally just recently Call of Duty for consoles just came out, so
yeah, Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah,
or
and from what I heard, it crashed all the systems.
Nice, dude.
So for like a noob like me and Lewis who aren't really into or that good at shooting games, how do you think is this something that's just for like serious shooters, because, you know, no. I mean Mario Kart, I hate to say it, is, I mean, even anybody though I play. Love it, anybody can play Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Low stakes, low skill, exactly. To introduce it,
you know, and the way their ranking is, even noobs can still enjoy.
Yeah,
if you're in eighth place, you're getting that blue shell.
Yeah. So with this, it's like, if you just wanted to play for fun, there's a mode where it doesn't matter. Like, all you're trying to do is just, you know, attain the high score or whatnot. But once you get into those ranked things, it's like the whole ego trip that I used to have when I used to play, like, the Halo and Call of Duty games on console, where it's like, hey, you know what, you're at the highest level, but I'm still better than you. Like, or I'd talk trash to people. I would specifically turn my microphone on and be like, hey, level 100, how come you have, like, no kills? Why am I carrying the team? And I'll do the whole, like, oh, my back hurts. Back hurts from carrying in this whole team. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, hey guys, did your screen go out? You know, talking trash just because it's funny, and it's
even, you're that guy from Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I am. I am. What's his name? Blue. It's not Blue, right?
Yes,
but that guy. But then, like,
sorry.
It's just makes me douchier because when I'm using my headphones are either AirPods, so douchey.
Wow.
Or my Beats Wireless, which is super douchey, you know?
Wait, you have AirPods and Beats Wireless?
Well, the
wireless goes over.
Yeah. The AirPods go inside, my Beats go over, so it's three times surround. No, see, this is the cool thing, right? So
you can be a jerk twice.
I'm super nerd, right? But so what's funny is there's this whole thing where when you play the game, it's like you can hear footsteps. So if you have surround sound on your headphones, you could hear people coming by you. So I'd always be like telling my buddy, I'm like, I hear someone walking up from behind my right. And then you'll just see a sprite like right, like, you know, come off your right.
Okay.
And it's like, and then you just run over and like, you know, stab him in the back. And it's still hilarious. Like we talked about,
stab
you know,
in the back.
Like remember when we were talking about how Gears of War, like my funniest thing is always like just getting a chainsaw and just,
yeah.
to, you know,
chainsaw kill.
Like
yeah.
there's something just so satisfying about this game. We're literally just running with a knife and just like,
stab, you know, stab.
Like the whole time, like, kah! And you have to make those noises too.
Yeah.
So my buddy is like listening to it. He's like, "The hell are you saying?" I'm like, "What?" And when you snipe people, you know, it's difficult if you never were an FPS player. But it, I mean, it's the whole like, you know, the training wheels on, and you got to learn the whole process of the game. Like the hardest part is finding settings that are you're comfortable with because it's mobile. So, you know, there's no joysticks, so there's no sensitivity and everything. And it messes up once in a while. Like, literally, last night, the game was locking up on me, and I was, like, it put it on auto run, so I was running into a bunch of enemies. And, like, I didn't, like, oh, you know, stop and try to shoot them or anything because I couldn't pull out my gun. But,
I mean, happens, you know.
I mean, at our age, sometimes after you're done running, you don't got the energy to pull out a gun.
Another game that you know you're talking about fun. You know that's the one thing that I find interesting about that one is because you know Mario Kart, Pokemon Masters that we've just talked about. The one thing I like about it is I can play. You know, I mean Mario Kart. Unless I'm like really like focused on going long time.
You say focus on loving long time.
No, you can actually just play for 3 minutes and then you put it away. You're done. You know that's kind of interesting. Where and that kind of changes the dynamic where you have a mobile game and you're playing it the same amount of time as a console game.
Yeah, and it's weird because. You'd imagine because it is a mobile game, it's supposed to be meant for short amount of times. Where, like, the purpose I always believed for mobile games was the toilet games.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry, like I've never heard of it that way, but great. Yes, I see it.
Remember Paper Toss, the original Paper Toss game?
I love that.
Where game. All you have to do is flick your finger, so you'd be.
Oh, that was an iOS. Yeah.
No, it was on.
I had a BlackBerry, dude.
It was on BlackBerry. You rolled the ball.
It was a crumpled piece of paper,
uh-huh.
And you had a trash can,
uh-huh.
And that was the game.
You throw it into
the trash can,
nice.
And then there'd be like variables like a fan. So you'd be like, oh, what's the wind speed?
Curve the.
Those are still some of my favorite games.
Put
by
some
the
English
way.
On it.
Yes. No. Like right now, I'm this is sad, but there's two other games that I play, like when I. I'm frustrated with losing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm frustrated losing Clash. That's when I play COD. When I'm frustrated losing COD, I go back to Clash. And if I'm losing...
COD?
Call of Duty, man. Come on.
Is that
that's a thing, yeah.
That's what my 10-year-old just called it. I'm like,
yeah, because I told him to call it. But it's like...
God, you're
there's
a
these two games... I know, sorry.
Kneel before COD.
That's what should be the thing. But there's these games, like, it's one's a soccer game and one's a field goal game. So it's a field goal. And it's like, oh... You know, swipe up and you can like kick a field goal and it's so satisfying. It's like, oh, you've seen it. But then you're like at a 70 yard and it's like 8 miles coming west. You know, you gotta, you know, adjust for the English.
Nice, dude.
Adjust for the wind.
And it's raining.
And then it's distance wise. So it's like, you have to, you know, put some power into it. If you guys can see, I'm literally like, look like ET right now, putting my finger in the air. But it's like those kind of games, the toilet games were the ones that originally got me into mobile in the first place. So it's like, yeah, you're using the, I mean, obviously toilet 2 and not toilet 1 because otherwise you got an issue. But if you can play a whole game while you're...
Or you got skills, dude.
I mean...
I don't know.
True that, but like, do you want
to... Toilet 2, that's the best time to do like long gaming.
Yeah, dude.
No, unfortunately, why are you saying toilet 1? It's like,
I'm saying if you have the time to play a game while you're doing number 1.
Okay, gotcha.
There might be something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Or you're Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own.
Sorry.
That's right. Nice. League of Their Own reference.
You know.
It's still a pop culture podcast.
Any other games that you guys are playing with right now?
Well, I don't have as much of a mobile, you know, repertoire, I guess. But
aren't you the one with the mobile like review?
Well, that's the thing. So I think this is where the Switch comes in, which I love because. So if you don't know already, the Nintendo.
Are you bringing around the Switch?
Where?
Do you bring the Switch around?
Absolutely.
So it's mobile.
It's totally mobile. Yes. It does not receive phone calls, but and I can't check my Instagram on there either.
I always had a question real quick before you go into it. The Switch doesn't have a data service, right?
No. So you don't have the newest game that come out was Overwatch, like the big Blizzard game that you can only play online. I can't play that on the train.
Okay, so that's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, so for sure, like all the games that I've been playing so far, this is totally 100% downloaded into the system. Most of the games that I've been playing are side scrollers, pretty small size. I'm not a huge computer guy, so I'm not sure what the lingo is, but. Technically speaking, I guess they're not huge sized games. A lot of the games I've been playing lately is like throwback old school games, not old school retro games like Carol likes to play, but intentionally games made by independent producers that are supposed to look like old school games. So the one particularly off the top of my head, I'm playing Celeste, is one of the best reviewed games from last year. It's super pixelated. It's a super generic gameplay where you only have three motions. You can either jump, dash, or climb the walls. But it is super engaging. It's got a really intriguing storyline to it. But it is taking up a lot of my time on the train. So I've been playing that a lot. Trying to think of what else I've been playing. I mean, you know, like I said, the Switch just came out with a new light system. So I think it's a little bit better for people who are on the go, people who have long commutes. So that's what I've been playing.
I mean, you might buy that for yourself like six years from now. So
yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's me.
So technically, would you be able to tether from your phone and use that as a Wi-Fi?
That's a good point. I've never tried it. I should probably try that, but I don't know. Like,
I know it's gonna take up a lot. Am I gonna take up a lot of data? I'm just wondering. Like,
yeah,
like if I, like, I've been, you know, trying to decide what I should get, what console, because you know, and I'm like, if I get a Switch, would I be able to play, because I'm buying it for Smash Brothers, right? Would I be able to play Smash Brothers online?
Oh, you're a braver man than I. I've had that for like a year, and I'm not brave enough. I played one ranked game, not ranked, but just like a versus game online. Yeah. I get wrecked, dude. Like, I even play the cheesiest dude, Marth, who has like the sword and shield, the generic sword and shield guy, who's apparently pretty easy to use and can go pretty far. I get wrecked. So these dudes who play online, ridiculous.
Okay, now I got a question for both of you now. Since Lewis is talking about this, are you afraid to go online to play against competition?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Both of you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it depends on the game. Fighting games, like Street Fighter, I'm always there.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, Street Fighter, I'm always right. But it's games that I'm not that good at. Like shooting games, I've realized that I'm crap. Because, like, I think I told you, I've been playing Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
And my TV is not that small. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like, it's not huge or anything.
That's a good size.
But for gaming, that's a pretty good size.
And not monitor. You'll find me in situations where I'm, like, I'm running in with my gun. And then I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden, boom. Boom, 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 boom. And it'll take me, where's the guy? The indication lights are telling me where it is. And the guy's like right in front of me. I'm like, oh, crap. So, yeah, games like that, yes. I like playing it, but it's I don't think I have enough patience to try to improve myself to get to that point. But Street Fighter, every single time I play Street Fighter, it's always ranked online ranking.
Nice, dude. I think for me, I mean, I take it back because I think the only one game that I do play online consistently is the one that has to be online is Overwatch. You know, the part that I like about it most the last few months is that Blizzard introduced this new thing where it's role lock, where so you have a team of six. It used to be that you can any of those six players can be any one of the offensive, tank, or a support hero, but now it's like only two attack, two tanks, and two support. So you're locked into those positions, and I've liked it a lot lately because I like playing support because I feel it's not that intense and you just kind of you hang back in the back.
Healer! Thank
you! Are you just a medic the whole time?
Heck yeah, dude!
That's your role?
For the dudes who play Overwatch, I play Zenyatta, so I'm just throwing healing orbs from like 5 yards back.
And so that's where your son gets it from. That's why he's a camper.
No, dude, he's the total opposite. Because, like, he's the guy who's, like, always...
He's out in front trying to kill
him. He's always the guy dying, like, 5-6 times. And, like, if I die, like, 2 or 3 times, like, yay, that's a victory for me. But I do like him because, I mean, not to speak for Dennis, but I think what I like about Overwatch is this game came out, like, almost 3-4 years ago now. So there is a familiarity to it. So I like knowing that, you know, I think once or twice a year they release a new map. Maybe the last few years they've introduced 5 or 6 new characters to their roster. But for the most part, you know, you get used to these team, you get used to these characters, you get used to their abilities. So, you know, yes, obviously a lot of skill has to do with a lot of how well you do. But at the same time, if you're familiar enough with it, you know who to watch out for. Or you know that, you know, that dude's a tank, so don't bother shooting him if you're a support hero. Or, you know, this guy, you know, the other team is running a support that has a short lifespan, so maybe, you know, throw something at that guy. So I dig that. For other things, on the Xbox particularly, my son loves playing sports games. I tried playing on NBA 2K. They have this playground option where it's literally just a playground. So you can log in, you walk around into like a simulated playground. I keep saying that word. And it's like a pickup game. So you find a spot and then you play next. So it's very like old school gym style.
So there's no one picking you?
Shut up. They have no choice. Put the spot at press A. I got next.
Guaranteed to play.
I'm that bugging kid in the playground. Like, I got next.
You're like, oh, God, at 24. Like at 24 where they're just like, well, we need a fifth. Damn it.
I know.
I guess
four eyes,
like,
over here.
You're like, you're hoping no one else walks into the door, into the gym. You're like, come on. There's no chance.
I swear, I just don't want to turn the ball over, please. But those games are super intense. Like, it's crazy how, like, it makes you want to yell at the screen because these dudes are hitting, like, in 2K terms, like, these guys are hitting green on, like, ridiculous three-pointers. And it's like, that's not even fair. So, you know, I'm the guy yelling into my console, like, lag! It did lag! Internet slow! Stupid.
You know what I always think? What do people who are standing outside of my car while I'm playing video games think about me? Because I'll...
It's like, press the gas.
No, because I... No, I mean...
It's green.
I mean, in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. Like,
hanging out. Okay, like, during my breaks. Like, so there's... They just opened a new company in a building, a door next from us. So they've literally, like, an inundation of about 30 new employees in our building. And a lot of them are on their breaks the same time I am. And I forget that there's more people there and that I'm visibly, not visibly, but like audibly, you know, super excited about the games that I'm playing. But it's always me yelling at my teammates where I'm being like, you're goddamn kidding me. Why didn't you do that? Like, there's so much opportunity for us to take out this team, but you screwed it up right there. And I'm like, I will look up and I'll be like, oh, hello. Hello, new people. I'm not crazy. I'm playing video games on my
phone. I'm just a guy in the car looking at his lap.
No, I'm holding it up.
Oh, okay.
My vision's not that good, man.
Okay, gotcha.
But like at the same time, I find the one spot of shade in our parking lot. And it's like, you know, everyone's like envious of the fact that I'm actually in shade during my break. But it's like, I feel like such a wiener. Like, the guys are like... I know yesterday, after I was having dinner, the person next to me said, oh, is there something, like, are you having a problem? I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. And he's like, oh, because I heard you yelling. And I was like, oh. I was like, I'm playing a ranked game right now, and my teammate was not helping at all. And he should have been in this area when I told him to be, but he wasn't. And I was like, but this is on Clash, where it's like, you can't really communicate with a teammate. You can only just throw emojis at them, like saying that you're disappointed in their performance. So,
fair enough. Dude.
But it's like the thing is, for me at least, it's like I have to play the best competition. Because like if I don't, then I feel like I'm cheating myself by not getting better.
And I guess that's the mindset that
of a loser.
Got nothing, you know, for me, like of like shooting games. Like, I started... I mean, you started out shooting games with Halo, right?
No, GoldenEye.
Oh, Golden.
Well, technically right. Doom and like well, Wolfenstein. Well,
okay, fine. But the thing
the would, online.
But or, yeah, you're right. So it would be GoldenEye. But GoldenEye was one of the few times that I thought that the one-on-one matches were actually the most entertaining part.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the moment I got to Halo, I tried out Call of Duty and all those things. For me, I actually liked the storyline. You know, yeah, I actually like going through it. And so by the time I'm finished with the storyline, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, I'm done. And I never actually look back to it. And it's the same with Borderlands 3. I think that's why Borderlands has been my shooting game, of du jour or whatever the term
is.
Yeah, is that I get the feeling that I'm still playing a shooting game.
Yeah,
even though it's
kind of RPG-ish. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like what Destiny is, right? I mean, yeah. and you like that game
exactly. I love Destiny.
Excuse me,
but Destiny also the one thing that Destiny there's something about PvE that I like, and PvP just. I don't know.
You know what? I see the appeal. The thing that I love about PvP is just knowing that it's a real person and that I just bested a real person. Whereas if I'm playing PvE, it's like, yeah, I just defeated an AI, and it's like, kind of satisfying, but at the same time, there's no real emotion behind me taking out that particular.
True, there's
just
true.
The whole addiction and competition side of me.
You should see a therapist.
I should probably.
But maybe.
But the therapist is going to be like. So, did you see there was a tweet a couple of days ago about a kid?
Are you going to really ask Dennis if he saw a tweet?
No. Oh, sorry. it's a viral moment. Anyway,
look at me.
Okay, so look.
Hey, Harold, did you try the new Oktoberfest beer?
Actually, I tried the sandwich, but
it's so delicious.
Me too. But there was this tweet a couple of days ago where this kid, they were doing the whole like joke about like the MasterCard thing, where it's like tickets to a game, X amount of money, spending time with the thing, and then it's like front row tickets to the World Series, $3,000, concession stands, $400, and it's like. Ignoring the World Series game so you can play Clash Royale, priceless. And it's a kid who's literally just has his hands just playing the video game. See, and that's one of the problems I do have with mobile gaming is that, you're not able to live so much into the moment nowadays. And it's like, put it down just for a second and enjoy what's happening in front of you.
Well, it's not like any different because during those games, you still see people either tweeting about where they are, what they're doing. Oh my god, it's the ninth inning, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's just social media in general.
But then again, it's baseball.
Yeah.
You have time.
Not exactly riveting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen some of the baseball content on that app TikTok?
No, not yet. What is it?
Have you tried the app TikTok?
Is that the one you put on my phone?
It is. Sorry, man.
I was wondering
I creeped into this place and I added apps to Dennis's phone.
I was wondering why you were on my phone. Like, you're so nonchalant about it.
So, what do you think?
TikTok. TikTok.
I like how you say it. Like,
you can't even find it. Kesha.
Where did you
Wake
put
up
it?
In the morning, like TikTok it. Gotta change the words for you.
I don't know. Where'd you put it?
That's what she said.
Damn.
That's the one that says TikTok.
We're on Lewis's network.
So what does that mean? It's slow?
It's slow.
They're black, man. It's lag.
Might have not loud.
Let me show you my TikTok.
Okay.
Also, fine. Let me show you the app.
Okay, so is this a new obsession of yours or what?
It kind of is because TikTok is like the successor to Vine. Do you remember Vine?
No.
Damn it.
I don't know what tweeting is.
Remember Vine, Lou?
I remember Vine. What's an Instagram?
Dennis has one. He just doesn't know how to use it. But Vine was like 7 seconds of entertainment.
Oh, which is basically I know that one. Okay,
my romantic life.
Speaking of vines.
Yeah, speaking of short
there's,
vines.
There's a branch.
Yeah, there's a lot of twigs on those things. A lot of thorns.
I'm hoping.
But so, like, now people just are reliving those Vine days, and they're putting it on TikTok. So a lot of the stars from YouTube and Instagram are going onto these TikTok videos, and they're getting, like, millions of views. So these are the new generation of people who are creating or going to get famous just for the, you know, internet famous.
So how many seconds?
I think it's 10 seconds.
So, but that's it? It's like viral. It's basically like trying to capture viral moments.
Yes.
That's but apparently there's a lot of like editing tools in there too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's kind of fun. Like with Vine before, everything was very manual. You had to like record, do everything like a lot. With TikTok, it's like you can record a video, but they'll give you options so you can add music. You can add, you know, words on the screen and whatnot. And
wait, is this your clever way to try to say that we're going to have a
TikTok
video?
I'm saying that I should have recorded Dennis looking at TikTok to create a TikTok video. Because that would have been the most meta thing we've ever done.
Okay, I'm done.
But if, like, so people out there, if you have a TikTok account, or if your kids, it's a big thing with kids. Like, and I don't know if your children are looking at these things. Hopefully not yet.
Oh, no, Noah is. Yeah, Noah is.
Okay, because he's around the age of, like, the general.
He's a demographic. TikTok. He's a target, dude.
Yeah, and he has the hair for it.
He does.
So it's like, if any of our listeners out there have any TikTok suggestions for us to follow, or if you guys have your own TikTok
such a
accounts,
great idea.
You know, or if you have like ideas that, you know, you'd want to see us wait, that sounds like a so different kind of video that we
sounds like we're whoring ourselves out, dude.
Yeah. But we're not getting paid for it, so we're not prostitutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's what
we're just fetishists.
Yes. TikTokists.
As long as there's no kissing in the mouth, we're okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna wear a mask. Well, I don't know about you, dude.
Yeah, you get to play with my talk.
Yes. I'll be the tick. I'll be the tick to your talk, bro. Okay. Well, that is it for us today. Interesting topic today.
Yeah, good conversation.
I really thought we were gonna talk about something else, but
no way, man.
I guess video games is the topic for today.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed our video. A couple things that we kind of want to talk about first and foremost. I mean, sorry, our podcast. A couple things we want to talk about first and foremost. If you liked Harold's new intro, please comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you if it's something that we should keep, throw it away, or maybe you have some suggestions to DJ Khaled. Khaled, you know?
Khaled.
Harold.
Hello.
My name is Harold with a K in front of my name.
Harold Khaled. Silent K.
And of course, the other thing that Harold just kind of dropped is if you have any TikTok video ideas that you want us to try to do, please tell us. I think that'd be pretty fun, dude.
I'm telling you.
That actually sounds
good. You could be that. I'm really hoping you have the great editing skills to edit it with us. It's bad. But the guy was, you know. See, that's the thing.
No, I think it's going to. Sorry.
You're going to leave it in?
Sorry, Apple.
I don't know this guy. That was not my song at the beginning of this podcast.
Whoever copyrighted that song. Well, okay, fine. Well,
clever ways around editing there.
Okay, well, I guess.
It's just going to be beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. So if you guys hear a lot of beeps today.
It was bad music.
Yeah.
Bad words.
Also, bad words. Copywritten.
Okay. Oh, crap. I forgot the copyright part.
What copyright?
Did you say copywritten?
Yeah, we can always put our old intro over it.
Oh.
Oh, see. Oh.
Yeah, thanks for making me do more editing today.
That's what she said. Hey, you. I don't know what she said.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It's got a lot of work to do.
Also, aside from that, you know, as usual, this is the time when we kind of talk about some of our social media sites and products. So for me, of course, take a look at 2fanboys1casual.com. Our website where we have all our old episodes and current episodes and updated new articles. We actually have, I actually came up with a really short article. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you reviewed the Terminator movie that we saw. And yep. Then Harold last week also posted one for the AEW, WWF, or WWE competition on Wednesday nights. Speaking of which, after those are posted on the website, we'll also share them on our Facebook, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Do not worry, Mark Zuckerberg did confirm that we are, in fact, telling the truth, and we don't need to, you know, we're not liars.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're not in the pocket of the Russians or the Chinese.
I mean, you know.
Maybe the Saudis, maybe.
Some of the Chinese, because some of us are partially, we know we got that down the line.
TikTok?
Yes. Get some of that sweet TikTok money.
TikTok does sound like a Chinese name. or Swahili.
Sorry. If you Romanize Swahili, it's
yeah, exactly.
Tick tick tock tock.
What are you just saying?
You're just pushing it too far. That's their word, man.
I'm also not. Still one of Dennis's favorite words because it's a word and it's two dots. The first dot is an the second dot is a lot.
Because if you put more than one dot, that's a lot. That's
ellipses. What else we got? Oh, we got a Twitter and an Instagram.
Tweet thing.
Yeah,
the Twitter thing.
Harold Joe.
We are, you know, getting a lot of engagement on our Twitter and Instagram pages recently.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to hear from you fans. The opinions expressed on the Twitter account is solely Lewis's and not mine.
Oh, wait, what?
Hold on. I hate it when Lewis.
Second.
I hate it when Lewis does that. That is it for us today.
Don't forget. Also, iTunes, Google Play, and whoever's listening on Spotify, thank you.
We have one or something?
We got a couple. We got listeners on Spotify.
Awesome.
So good. I don't know how that's happening. I don't know what kind of magic accidentally made people start listening.
We're going viral. We have four.
Is it because it's free on Spotify?
It's free everywhere. It is, dude.
I think just Spotify being a free app, you know.
Yeah, the cool kids listen to Spotify.
Yes.
Old grandpas listen to Google.
Cool kid.
I'm cool grandpa.
Google Play.
I know.
God. Okay, well, that is it for us today. Hopefully you enjoyed our podcast today. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold the Composer.
Beep, boop. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Tick-tick-tick-tock-tock.
Beep-beep-boop. Is that like the owl from Beastmaster? No, from Beastmaster. From
Beastmaster.
Clash of the Titans. That's a good one.